To be honest, I don't really know what to say.
You had a lot to do when the ball came back off the keeper. It was spinning in the air.
But I never at any point thought I'd miss. It was never in my mind. And I never ever go through thinking I'm going to miss, because at the end of the day, scoring goals is my job. That's my job. The same way your job is reporting. Like, if you think you're not very good at your job, you don't do your job. You find something else that you're good at. And I just did what I do. That's what I do. I attempt to score goals in any way possible, and it was lucky that it fell to me. But the run from Reevesy is phenomenal. That is unbelievable. To dink it over one, nutmeg another, shift him out of the way. If he scores, I think he wins goal of the season all over again. But the feeling, I mean, you see from the celebrations at the end, the feeling is just unbelievable.
The game seesawed one way or the other. You had a decent first half other than the goal. Then they took control. Then you came back. Then it was in the balance again. Then you scored. It's extraordinary to watch a game like that. What's it like to play in? Because you don't really know where the game's going at any point.
Oh, it's a nightmare. We'd set out to have a good shape and be solid and then build from there. And we were. And fair play to Kel in the first half because he was brilliant. There was a few crosses and things sent his way that he dealt comfortably with, and it was just a little lapse from Riggy, which is unfortunate. It happens. We're not gonna dwell on that. We wouldn't dwell on that if we won or lost. That's not what we do as a team. And the gaffer always says there's no blame culture. We win as a team, we lose as a team, we defend as a team, we attack as a team. So it's as simple as that. It's unfortunate that it happened, but they scored that. They scored an absolute worldie in the second half. But to be honest, I don't think other than that, they looked like they were going to score. They didn't look like they were going to score Saturday. But for let's say, a lack of a cutting edge, they were a very good team. They dominated the ball. They do. They dominate the ball. They pass, they move, and they do that very well. And we had to be at it to simply contain that.
What was going through your mind when the lights went out? Because again, it's an extraordinary moment at an extraordinary point in the game. What were the players saying?
I asked the question of a couple of their boys, and they said, "This has never happened before." So I think that says it all.
And you thought, because your manager was saying, and he said in his press conference, "You're not abandoning this game. You are not abandoning this football match."
No way. You got to abandon the game with 7 minutes to go. No way. I mean, if that had happened, we'd have gone absolutely mental. I'll stay here till 3 a.m. if that's what it takes. And I don't care. I'm finishing the game tonight. The game needed to be done.
And how do you keep focused during that period? How does that work?
I was too busy dealing with the cramps. I'll be completely honest with you. My right groin, my right hamstring, both my calves and my Achilles were gone. At that point, they were absolutely gone. I think the game restarted. I was down in the corner, and that was me finished. I couldn't move. But that's what you have to do. You'll run yourself into the ground. At the end of the day, we've got one more game this season. So it was this game was our last unless we'd done that. Yeah. And now we've got one more, so we've got to go and do that again.
And it's at Wembley as well. It's going to be a great occasion, isn't it?
Yeah, the pitch should be all right, shouldn't it?
Well, as long as I don't make a mess of it on Saturday, I suppose.
Well, yeah. In conference boys playing rugby on it, but it'll be good. I'm sure we've got faith in their groundsmen to create a good pitch, and it's up to us and to Plymouth to make a good spectacle then.
And at the end, with the pitch invasion again, I said this to the manager as well, most players would head down the tunnel. The great thing about Wimbledon is you're out there with them, you're celebrating.
Hell no. I ain't heading down the tunnel. This is what we've worked our absolute nuts off all season to provide, those scenes for our fans. Like I couldn't even tell you how many travelled, but it was a bloody lot of them.
Over 1,000 of them.
Well, there you go. They travelled up here, fucking other end of the earth, on a Wednesday night. Fair play to them. They've dug deep in their pockets to make that happen. So it's only right that we stay and show our appreciation for what they've done for us.
And you know the history of the club as well. The fact where they've come from, all the the indignities and the injustices and all that. It's a pretty nice moment given what's been gone before.
Yeah, it is. It is, but it's not finished yet. So we've got to go and finish it.
And you strike me as a man in the mood to get the job done.
Let's go.